So apparently Mr. Petit has condemned the entire Revolution gang to performing on our next TVMA show in a gauntlet-style match pitting Rick Righteous, Malik Johnson, and Matt McLean against the entire BACW roster. Wow, and I guess the real ass-kicker is the real zinger to this entire thing is that if the Revolution actually manages to pull out a win against the entire BACW roster, they'll get one shot at any champion that they want in BACW. Well, the stakes have pretty much been raised here in Badass Championship Wrestling, but something tells me that Matt McLean and his band of merry men just might get a little bit more than they bargained for. And speaking of getting what you asked for, let's go to the ring for the introduction to our opening bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BACW's TVMA! And welcome to the Mohegan Sun. Our first bout is scheduled for 1-4, and we'll have a 20-minute time limit. Coming down the aisle from Las Vegas, Nevada, put your hands together for the Queen of Hardcore, she is Roxanne Logan!
Sliding under the bottom ropes and immediately climbing the turnbuckles, listen to these BACW fans cheer for Roxanne Logan, pumping what she calls her sack of fun into the air. My God, is it me, or is everyone here in the sun here to greet the Queen of Hardcore? Last week, Roxanne Logan moonsaulted herself onto Sean Ryder, putting him through a table, but this week, she's gonna have to take Sean Ryder face-to-face, one-on-one, without the element of surprise. Can she do it? We're about to find out, and here comes Sean Ryder.
And her opponent, entering the ring, accompanied by his brother Chris from Lincoln Park, Chicago. This is one half of the G-Town Bullies. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Ryder!
As Sean Ryder collects the boos from the crowd and proudly displays his response with double middle fingers straight up in the air, the referee isn't waiting for this one to start off on the wrong foot. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Hogan charges in with a running drop kick, but it's Sean Ryder who pushes it to the side, causing Logan to hit the canvas in an awkward fashion. Roxanne Logan shakes out her long Auburn ponytail in an attempt to clear the cobwebs and stumbling to her feet. Ooh, down goes Logan, courtesy of a big-time bully clothesline. Roxanne Logan shakes her head, and my God, did you see her head snap back like a Slim Jim? Now, I've never seen Logan inside the ring live before, but if Logan can't get her motor running sometime soon, this one's gonna be over before it started. Off the canvas and into the ropes with an Irish whip. Here comes Roxanne Logan on the rebound, raising the big boot, and oh, down for a third time onto the canvas goes Roxanne Logan, who just seems to be overmatched by her larger opponent. Hook of the leg and easy. One, two, no, Sean Ryder yanks up Roxanne Logan from the canvas, and this one's going to continue with the referee, Davey Worley, giving a stern warning to Sean Ryder to either go for the win or continue wrestling. Off the canvas for a first time comes Roxanne Logan, and thudding into the turnbuckle with a spine-shaking impact, here comes Sean Ryder rumbling across the ring. Logan can't get out of the way. Oh, into the air, and my God, chest-to-chest avalanche crushes Roxanne Logan, leaving her in the upright position and licking his ham hand. Ryder delivers a flesh-tearing chop across the ample chest of the Queen of Hardcore. Logan grimaces from the sting and dropping to both knees. Ooh, low blow hits the cookie jar, collapsing Sean Ryder to his side and rolling from the ring in an incredible amount of pain. Sean Ryder looks really bad right now. The referee turns to see if Roxanne Logan is okay. Hey, what's Chris Ryder doing? He just rolled under the bottom rope. Hey, come on, referee. Chris Ryder is in the ring. He's a twin. Oh, my God. Chris Ryder just entered the ring, and the referee just turned around. And hey, he's not the legal man in there. Logan doesn't seem to know that a double switch just occurred, and she pushed the referee out of her way, and she has no idea that that's not Sean Ryder. Pushing Chris into the corner, Logan backs up into the opposite side of the ring and charging across the logo. She's looking for a monkey flip. Oh, my God. Chris Ryder counters with a splattering powerbomb, and I think he might have broken Roxanne Logan right in half. Chris closes in like a heat-seeking missile and bending over. Ooh, damn, Logan just hit him in the head with that sack knocked out cold as the glaze fills his eyes. Oh my god, Roxanne Logan is opening up that bag of fun and she's dumping the contents onto the canvas. And oh my god, are those broken beer bottles? With the bag now on the face of Chris Ryder, Logan now puts his head onto the broken shards of glass and she's ascending the top turnbuckle. She's up there and she's looking into the crowd. Leaping back! Oh my god! She smashed right onto the sack of fun and the beer bottles just smashed right into the side of Chris Ryder's head and Chris Ryder, folks, is busted open bad. Holding her stomach in pain, Roxanne Logan reaches into the bag of fun and pulling out one of the broken bottlenecks. She begins to jam it into the open wound that's formed on Chris Ryder's forehead. The blood pulses from the gash and once again it's Roxanne Logan who's rolling from the ring, but what the hell is she going for? I just don't know. She's under the ring and she's rummaging around and oh my god, good lord almighty, she's got 6 or 7 fluorescent tubes and they're all duct taped together. Rolling back into the ring as the crowd gets to their feet and placing them on the barrel chest of Chris Ryder, Logan is once again going up to the top for a third time. This chick is absolutely nuts. Arching backwards into the
air! Oh my god!
Moonsault onto the fluorescent tubes and good grief, Charlie Brown! I guess that's one way to tell if Logan's breasts are real or if they're implants, writhing on the canvas in pain with tiny shards of glass now embedded in her chest. Roxanne Logan is in big, deep, deep trouble! Chris Ryder is stumbling on his knees and he's making the press. One, two, no! How in the world did Roxanne Logan kick out of that? I just don't know, but folks, this match is gonna continue. Pulling up Logan by the hair in caveman-like fashion, Chris Ryder props up Roxanne into the corner and crushing her face with a no-hands headbutt, Logan falls face-first into the canvas like a wet noodle. Ryder now kicking in with an extreme scoop slam onto the broken pieces of fluorescent tube, and here comes Sean Ryder into the ring with the table. Throwing the referee to the side, the bullies place the very injured Roxanne Logan onto the surface of Extreme, and come on, guys, don't do that! This isn't fair! Fans of bullies are climbing up to the opposite turnbuckles and they're gonna plunge down onto a helpless and hapless Roxanne Logan! Don't hold your breath, folks! Here come the G-Town bullies! They're leaping into the air! Oh, what the hell? It's Lee Real! Lee Real! The bullies go through an empty table with a sick, sadistic crash and I don't believe it! Lee Real just pulled Roxanne Logan out of harm's way in the nick of time! Inside the ring, the bullies are out of it and they are groggy and here comes a referee! He's furious and he's calling for the bell! Lee Real helps Logan limp up the aisle and the bullies, I believe, have been disqualified and I don't blame the referee! Hey bullies, you're not allowed to lay your hands on the man in stripes!
Ladies and gentlemen, because Sean Ryder struck the referee, he has been disqualified! Therefore, your winner of the contest, Roxanne Logan!
On the ramp and out of harm's way, Roxanne Logan looks into the eyes of Lee Real. Oh my god! She just gave him a kiss on the mouth and I think Real just pulled away! I don't understand why, you know, Logan would do that. I know why she would be appreciative of Lee Real's help, but isn't Madison Lee Real's girlfriend? Look, well, I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. So I'm going to say we're going to go to break so that we can get the final words from Mike Bell before he enters the arena for his match with the crippler Matt McClain. Let's go to the Ovaltron and wow, hey, did she just give him tongue? Well, I'm just asking.